Good morning.
Good morning.
I bring you greetings from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and the believers that are there at Living Hope Baptist Church.
我带来从 Bowling Green, Kentucky, 我们 Living Hope Church 教会的这些弟兄姐妹的问候。
We regularly pray for the believers in Taiwan and the ministry that you have in this country.
我们固定的都会为台湾的信徒、台湾的基督徒，还有这里的事工会固定的祷告。
My wife Cindy and I have prayed about coming to Taiwan and visiting for the past 7 years, and God has finally allowed that to happen.
我们为这次的台湾之行已经祷告了7年，这次终于来到了台湾。
Since I am an elder in our church, today I want to talk with you about the qualities and characteristics of a pastor that an elder would be looking for.
既然我是在Living Hope 教会担任一个就是长老的一个职分，那我今天就想从这个角度来跟大家来谈谈，作为一个长老是怎么样子期待，怎么样在看一个牧者的这个品格，牧者的一些资格。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, I ask that you would be in our midst, be our teacher.
天父，我们期待你，我们祷告你在我们当中做我们的老师。
Take these words from your scripture and burn them in our hearts that we might do your will.
将这些话在我们心里头燃烧，让我们能够去遵行。
Let all that is said bring honor and glory to your name.
最后，我们为你自己带来荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
In order to get started this morning, I want to talk about three things that I want you to understand so that I can make my points.
在开始之前的话，我必须先把三件事情先做一个说明。
And the first thing is the concept of calling.
第一件事情是有关于呼召的概念。
I believe the scriptures teach us that our primary calling as followers of Christ is to Him, by Him, and for Him.
我相信在圣经上面教导我们，作为一个基督的追随者，第一个层次的呼召是本于他，归向他，然后也是为了他。
We are called to someone, not to something.
我们被呼召是归向一个有位格的一位神，而不是被呼召进入某一样事情上面。
We are called to God, not to something as in motherhood or being a politician.
我们被呼召进入上帝，而不是被呼召去从事单纯的这个亲职或者是这个政治。
That's our primary calling.
这是我们第一个层次主要的呼召。
Now, our secondary calling,
我们第二个层次的呼召，
considering God who is sovereign,
既然上帝是一个主宰的上帝，
is that everyone,Everywhere and in everything,
既然上帝是一个主宰的上帝，那么他的第二层次的呼召是任何人，无论在什么地方，无论是在任何事情上面，
should think, speak, live, and act entirely for God.
我们的思想、我们的言语、我们的生活、我们的行动，都应该是全然为神。
We can properly say that we are called to the pastorate, called to the practice of law.
我们大概可以很安全的说，我们是被呼召来遵守神的律法，然后来实行神的律法，然后来牧养群羊。
But these are secondary callings rather than a primary calling, which is to God.
但是这是一个第二个层次的一个呼召不能取代第一个层次的呼召，就是被呼召归向神。
Now, in the past, the church has had a distortion in this area.
在过去，教会在这个方面有一些扭曲。
What has happened is that we've elevated the spiritual above the secular.
发生的事情就是，我们把属灵的事物，把属灵的这个层次的话，高举在所谓属世的事情上面。
This has led to the term full-time Christian service.
因着这样子的一个扭曲的话，我们有一个专有名词出来，就是全时间的服事。
As if those like myself, not working for churches or Christian organizations, are only in the part-time service of God.
在这样的一个观念之下的话，像我这样子的人，我是在做所谓世俗的工作，我就变成不是全职的服事人员，只是 part-time 的服事人员。
And this distortion severs the secular from the spiritual altogether and reduces vocation to mere work.
这样一个扭曲的话，就把属事跟属灵完全做了一个切割，然后把呼召简化成工作。
The truth is, the primary calling is by God, to God, and for God.
真实的状况是，我们的呼召是本于神，由神而来，然后归向神，而且是为了神而被呼召。
It should not be split from the secondary call of everyone, everywhere, and in everything.
当然，这个不能把接下来第二个层次的这个呼召，就是无论在什么，无论在何，在任何地方，在任何事情上面，我们的一切都应该是全然为神。这样子的两个层次是不能切割的。
Here's the second thing I want you to understand before I get to my points.
第二件事情我必须要澄清的是，在进入我的主题之前。
In the New Testament, the church government, the church polity is a plurality of elders.
在早期的这个教会里面的话，早期教会的体制是有长老，但是这个长老的话是多数的。
We see this in the Gospels and in Acts where the elders are referred to as in plural.
我们在这个使徒行传里面看到。当提到长老的这个时候，这个长老是复数的，是多数的。
The elders in Revelation that are in heaven are plural.
在这个启示录里面也看到长老也是多数的。
The elders referred to in James 5 and 1 Peter 5, the text we read, are plural.
在雅各书五章十四节，还有这个彼得前书第五章第一节里面也提到，这些长老都是多数的。
This plurality of leadership.
这样子的一个多数的一个长老体制
helps to round out a pastor's gifts.
帮助我们去完整牧师的恩赐
helps to supplement the pastor's judgment.
帮助我们去补足这个牧师的判断
and it creates support in the congregation for decisions, leaving leaders less exposed to unjust criticism.
这样也帮助我们教会在做决定的这个时候的话得到一些支持，因此才不会把一些这个批评都集中在牧者身上。
Plurality makes leadership more rooted and more permanent.
这样子的一个多数的长老体制的话，让我们的这个根基、领导的根基更加的完整，然后更加的长远。
Plurality makes the church take more responsibility for the spiritual growth of its members.
这样子一个多数的一个长老体制的话，帮助我们教会能够把精力放在属灵的培养上面。
Plurality removes the weight from the pastor's shoulders alone.
多数的长老是也能够把重担从这个牧师的身上减轻。
And plurality removes petty tyrannies from the church.
这样子的一个长老制的话，也能够帮助教会去避免一些专制的一些事情发生。
Now here's my third presupposition.
接下来就是我第三个前提。
How does the New Testament church operate?
早期教会到底它是怎么样子运作的呢
？A local church displays the characteristics of a family.
早期的教会，一个教会就是一个家庭。
Remember, they met in homes.
然后他们在家里聚会。
They shared mutual possessions.
他们这个房屋共用。
They ate together.
他们在一起吃。
They showed hospitality.
他们展现彼此之间的热切跟招待。
They cared for the widows.
他们关顾这些寡妇。官夫
and they discipline their members.
他们约束他们的成员。
The church is a non-clerical community.
可以看到的是，这样的一个团体，这样的一个社群的话，不是按照的这个神职的阶份、神职的层次来安排的。
The church is a humble servant community.
这个群体是一个彼此互相为淳朴的谦卑的仆人。
And the church is under Christ's headship.
当然这样子的一个教会的话是以基督为头的一个群体。
All right, now let's get to the heart of the matter.
然后让我们进入到今天的信息的核心。
What do I, as an elder, look for in a pastor?
作为一个教会的一个长老，我是怎么样子在期待一个传道人的
？I have four points.
我有四点。
Number one is I want to see a shepherd after God's own heart.
第一个我想看到的是这个传道人是一个体贴神心意的牧羊人。
You're very familiar with the qualifications of a Christian leader. We read the ones in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
大家都非常熟悉，在提摩太前书刚提到的三章一到七节提到的，做一个传道人的一个资历资格。
Titus chapter 1 and 1 Peter chapter 5 also contain these characteristics.
提多书一章六到九节也是同样的在描述这件事情。
Now these characteristics describe all Christians.
这样这些这个这个圣经章节的话，在描述的是所有的基督徒。
Except one.
只有一件事情不一样。
Must be able to teach.
这件事情就是作为一个传道人必须能够做教导的工作。
The book of Jeremiah is a long essay on the apostasy of the nation of Israel.
耶利米书是一个很长很长有关于人悖逆的一个叙述。
Jeremiah 2:8 says this, The priest did not say, Where is the Lord? Those who handle the law did not know me. The shepherds transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that do not profit.
耶利米书二章第八节这么说，祭司都不说耶和华在哪里呢？传讲律法的都不认识我，官长违背我，先知借巴利说预言。随从无义的神。
This text tells us the very men who were supposed to lead the people of God did not even know God.
这段经文告诉我们，那些原本应该是要带领群羊的这些人，竟然不知道上帝，不认识上帝。
Jeremiah 6:19 says, "Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster upon this people, the fruit of their devices." Because they have not paid attention to my words, and as for my law, they have rejected it.
然后在六章第一十九节这样说：地啊，当听，我必使灾难临到这百姓，就是他们意念所结的果子。因为什么？因为他们不听从我的言语，至于我的教训，他们也厌弃了。
When God's shepherds neglect His word, the flock always suffers.
当神的这个牧羊人神的仆人忽略了神的话语的这个时候的话，他的群羊就遭受苦难。
I want a pastor who is tenacious in their study of the word.
我要一个牧者，但一个非常勤奋的在学习神的话语。
I want a pastor who preaches the whole counsel of God.
我要一个牧师能够很忠实的来呈现来传讲神整全的信息。
And I want a pastor who is tender in the application of the Word of God's demands on the lives of the people.
我要一个牧者，他能够很温柔的，而且很诚实的，而且很忠实的来教导，来要求，来展现信徒的生活能够跟圣经的教导的一致。
Listen to the words of 1 Peter 5:2. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you.Exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly.
就好像记载在彼得前书五章第二节这样说：务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Shepherd the flock of God among you.
喂养你们当中的群羊。
Without a shepherd, sheep do not know where to go to eat.
没有牧羊人的羊群不知道去哪里寻找食物。
As the shepherd, you need to listen to Solomon.
作为一个牧羊人，应该听到这个Solomon.
Solomon tells us to know the condition of our flocks.And to pay attention to our herds.
所罗门告诉我们要去听群羊的声音，而且要去知道他们的需要。
I want a pastor who is going to challenge me from the Word of God.
我要一个牧者能够去挑战我，用神的话语来挑战我。
I want a pastor who is going to exhort me.
我要一个牧者能够教导我。
As Proverbs says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man should sharpen another.
就像在这个箴言里面讲的这个 iron 铁跟铁这个相互摩擦，能够便利， 变成力，我也要能够我们弟兄姐妹能够相互的这个教导。
I want to be taught sound doctrine.
我需要被这个正确的圣经教导。
This is important. Remember, Jesus told Peter three times, "Feed my sheep, feed my sheep, feed my sheep."
这是非常非常重要的。正如基督对彼得的教导三次，告诉他说，你要喂养我的羊。
Matthew chapter 28, Acts chapter 2, teach sound doctrine.
马太福音二十八十九到二十这个使徒行传二章四十二节都是一样教导。正确的这个道理。
Beware of the shift from a doctrinally based Christianity to an experienced based Christianity.
要去警觉，要去对这样的一个倾向警觉，就是说，从一个教义导向的教导转向一个以经历导向的教导。
In America, this is the biggest problem that faces the church.
在美国，这是一个最大教会所面对最大的问题。
Bad theology will kill a church from within.
一个不好的、一个不正确、不健康的神学会把教会从内部把它抹杀了，把它杀害了。
You as the teaching elder need to raise up men and women who can teach the word.
你们作为一个教会的一个长老，应该能够去教导正确、整全的福音、神的信息。
To do this, you will have to know and teach the word.
为了能够这样子，为了要做到这个，必须自己要知道神的话语。
All of it.
所有的话语。
I want a pastor who wars on their knees for their congregation.
我要一个牧师能够以他的膝盖来征战。
I want a pastor who knows they are in a spiritual battle.
我要一个牧师，他们深切的体会。他们是在进行一个属灵的战争。
I want them to act as if they're in wartime, because they are.
我要他们警觉起来，装备起来，好像他们是在战时一样。
Spend much time in prayer seeking God's wisdom and God's knowledge.
花很多时间在祷告，寻求神的智慧跟神的话语。
Second point.
第二点。
A shepherd leads God's flock to spiritual maturity.
一个牧羊人。应该把群羊引导迈向属灵的成熟。
Ministry is hard work.
事工服事是一件非常非常艰辛的工作。
It takes long hours.
长时间的工作。
It takes perseverance.
也需要坚忍。
It takes commitment.
也需要他需要这个委身。
I want a minister, a pastor who is willing to suffer on behalf of the congregation.
我要一个牧者，他愿意为他的信徒、他的教会来牺牲。
Colossians 1:24 and verse 29 says this: Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works in me.
哥罗西书一章二十四跟二十九节这样说：现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，而且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上填满基督患难的缺失。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面应用的大能，尽心竭力。
It is hard work.
这是一个艰辛的工作。
I want a pastor who is a disciple maker.
我要一个牧者，他是一个门徒的造就者。
One who builds into the life of another.
一个能够去在别人的生命上建造的人。
So they might become more like Jesus and begin to build into the lives of others.
所以他们会逐渐的成熟，越来越像耶稣基督，而且能够去建造别人。
This is what Paul did in the life of Timothy.
这是保罗在提摩太身上所做的工作。
I want a pastor to be a disciple maker, a multiplier.
我要一个牧者成为一个门徒的训练者，成为一个倍增的人。
I don't want a pastor who's half-hearted.
我不要一个牧者，他是一个不冷不热的。
Or apathetic.
一个消极的。
Or do as little as I can get by with attitude.
一个敷衍了事， 不愿意去这个摆上的人。
I want a pastor who desires a total life commitment to total life change in his congregation.
我要一个牧者能够成为一个对真实忠、真实的罪人、真实的事工有真实的摆上的人。
A pastor must be able to suffer with his flock.
一个牧者应该要能够以他的群羊与他的这个会众一同受苦。
2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which, with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
哥林多后书第一章三到四节这样说，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Suffering produces a common ground.
受苦缔造的一个共同的一个基础。
A ground upon which others can relate to you in the midst of their struggles.
这个基础让那些同样遭受跟我们一样痛苦的人的话，能够跟我们产生一个内在的一个连结。
God takes you through these things so that you in turn can minister to your congregation.
上帝带你经历这些痛苦，主要的目的是让你能够跟别人的痛苦产生认同跟连结。
I want a pastor who ministers with the understanding that one day they will give an account of their work before the Lord.
我要一个牧者，他能够体认他最终有一天他要跟神把他所有所做的这些服事对神做交代。
I want a person who is a God pleaser, not a man pleaser.
我要一个牧者，他是乐意取悦上帝，而不是乐意取悦人的。
I want a pastor who is a servant leader.
我要一个牧者，他是一个仆人式的一个领导者。
Colossians 1:25 says, Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known.
哥罗西书第一章二十五节说，我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的真理传得全备。
The pastor is a steward for the spiritual benefit of others.
作为一个牧者，他是一个他人这个 spiritual
benefit
啊，属灵好处的一个stewardship 一个管家。对不起，谢谢。yeah, okay.
He says to his congregation, "My ministry is for you, not for me."
他对他的这个会众说，我的服事是为了你，不是为了我。
I want a pastor that preaches that the answer for sin and the sin problem is a person.
我要一个牧者，他能够去传讲这样的信息，这个罪是个人的。
The person is Jesus. It's not philosophy, it's not psychology. The answer to sin is Jesus.
对这个个人的罪的一个回应，一个解答不是人，而是耶稣基督。
I want a pastor who counsels as Paul did.
我要一个牧者能够像保罗一样
admonishing and correcting.
能够去归正，能够去教，能够去斥责。
I want someone who loves me enough to tell me that I'm wrong, that I'm in sin and I need to repent.
我要一个人能够爱我，爱到一个地步，能够真实的，能够愿意来纠正我的错失。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 5:14, And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十四节这样说，我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。
The idle need firm correction and instruction.The idle need firm correction and instruction.
这些 懒惰的人啊，懒惰的人需要一些强的一些这个教导，小的一些规正。
The faint-hearted need encouragement.
这些灰心的人需要被鼓励。
And the weak simply need help.
那些软弱的人单纯的需要被帮助。
The pastor must protect the flock.
这些牧者需要保护羊群。
Listen to the words in Acts 20:17 and then verses 28-31. Now from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things.To draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone who fears with tears.
记载在《使徒行传》20:28-31这样说：圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说别谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我3年之久作业不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
A pastor must be spiritually alert.
一个牧者必须有属灵的警醒。
They must be courageous.
他们必须要勇敢。
And they must protect and guard the flock.
必须要保护，要这个带领这羊群。
The third thing I look for is a shepherd equips God's flock for effective service.
第三个我期待看到的一个资历，一个这个特质是这样子的一个牧者愿意装备羊群。
Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:12 to equip the saints for the work of ministry,
building
up of the body of Christ.
保罗在以弗所书4:12这样说：要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Pastors prepare people to be fishers of men.
这牧师装备他的信徒成为。这个捕人啊，捕鱼的捕人的啊渔夫，捕人的渔夫。
Pastors encourage, equip, and exhort every believer under their care.
牧师愿意去教导，愿意去装备，愿意去指正所有他所关顾的这些人。
To become actively involved in the ministry.
让他们能够积极的投入事工里面。
Through evangelizing the lost and serving their fellow Christians.
能够去传福音给那些失落的人。
Pastors build up the body of Christ.
牧师建立基督的身体。
The goal is to make spiritually reproductive adults.
这个目标是要能够去建立一群灵性上面成熟，而且是有功能的，能够就是产生结果的一群基督徒。
I want a pastor to know their strengths and their weaknesses.
我要牧师能够知道自己的优点跟缺点。
You need to know your gifts.
能够知道你的恩赐。
过去这样一个带领，但是我也免不了是
让你自己被一群有不同恩赐的人所包围，所以在这些恩赐上面的话，能够相互成全。
The result will be that the church can be ministered to effectively.
这样的一个结果的话，就是让教会能够有效率的来服事。
I want a pastor who's willing to let others lead in ministry.
我要一个牧师能够愿意让别人来领导。
I want a pastor who understands that he does not have to do all things by himself.
我要牧师能够知道他不需要做所有的每一件事情。
I want him to be comfortable.Even rejoice in seeing God use others to do the work of the ministry.
我要他能够很安心的，甚至很快乐的看到别人为神的缘故来做很多很多的事情。
I want a pastor who is bold to share the gospel.
我要一个牧师，他能够很勇敢、很大胆的来传讲神的福音。
A pastor who wants the name of Jesus to be named where it is not heard and understood.
我要这个牧师能够让愿意让耶稣基督的名在那些没有被听到的地方的话能够被听到。
A pastor whose focus is on getting the gospel to the far reaches of the world.
一个牧师的一个目标应该是让神的福音能够传到地极。
So that all nations, tribes, and people.
所以所有的世界上所有的任何的地方，任何的民族，任何的国家，任何的群体。
Might hear the gospel and hasten the day that Jesus returns to take us
home. 都能够听到耶稣基督的信息，因此基督能够快快的来带我们回天家。
And fourthly, a shepherd serves for an eternal reward.
最后一点第四点是，一个牧师是应该是为永恒的奖赏来服侍。
First Peter 5, this is the text we looked at. So I exhort the elders among you.As a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight and not under compulsion, but willingly as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
彼得前书第五章第一到四节这样说：我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现至荣耀的，劝你们中间要与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残、荣耀的冠冕。
The ministry of shepherding flows from a willing heart, not under compulsion.
一个牧羊的工作的话，应该是从一个甘心乐意的心里面出来的，而不是被勉强的。
I want a pastor who is enthusiastic about their work.
我要一个牧者是非常热心的投入他的工作的。
They're not driven by love of money.
他们不是因着钱财的缘故。
But they're motivated by an inner zeal for the work.
他们是被内在对福音的热忱而被激励的。
They exercise spiritual oversight in a spirit of humility and servanthood.
他们在这个以这个仆人式的在服侍的这个时候的话，他们会警觉到圣属灵的一些这个教导。
I want a pastor who is an example, a co-laborer.
我要一个牧师，应该是一个团队的工作者。
Don't ask your elders or your leaders to do things that you won't do.
不要要求你的长老、你的其他的同工去做那些你自己都不愿意去做的事情。
You are to be a co-laborer with the leaders in your church.
你应该是一个能够跟其他的教会的同工一起去同工的一个牧者。
We are all called by the same God.
我们都是被同样一个神所呼召的。
It has been said that water rises no higher than its source.
有一个说法就是说，这个水不会涨超过于它的来源的地方。
The spiritual maturity of your congregation.Will be no greater than your leadership.
你们教会的这个属灵的这个成长的这个程度，也不会高过你所在的属灵的程度。
And remember, the reward will far outweigh the sacrificial service.
而且要记得，这样子所带来的一个奖赏的话，是远远超过所投入的一些牺牲。
Never forget to keep an eternal perspective.
永远不要忘记去保持一个永恒。的一个观点。
So in review, here are the four things that I look for in a pastor.
因此这样子，我在对一个牧者有四个这样的一个期待。
A shepherd after God's own heart.
一个愿意去体贴神心意的牧羊人。
A shepherd who leads God's flock to spiritual maturity.
一个愿意去把群羊带着迈向成熟的一个牧羊人。
A shepherd who equips God's flock for ministry service.
一个愿意去装备圣徒的这样子的一个牧羊人。
And a shepherd who serves for an eternal reward.
一个愿意去 以永恒的角度，寻求永恒奖赏的角度来服侍的一个牧羊人。
Now the question you might ask is, where do I find a person like this?
接下来一个问题可能就是说，你到底要去哪里找这样子的一个人？
You know the answer because there aren't any.
你们都知道这个答案，因为没有一个完全的人。
We serve a big God.
我们在服侍一个很大很大的神。
He has gifted you and prepared you.
他已经装备了你，给你很多恩赐。
Surround yourself with men and women who are like-minded.
然后让你在你的周遭也充满了有各种不同恩赐、同样心思意念的人。
See God's face in prayer.
追求神的信心，然后投入祷告。
And be a person of the book.
竭力要能够忠于圣经。
That is what God promises to bless.
那是神对我们的应许，而且神经由他的话语来祝福我们。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，谢谢你自己的话语。
Thank you for the opportunity to proclaim it.
谢谢你，我们这个机会来宣扬你自己的话语。
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
Takes your word and puts it in our heart.
将这些话语放在我们的心里。
As we go forward from this room today,
当我们离开这个房间的这个时候，
let us seek to apply what we've heard.
让我们能够有这个能力把它应用出来。
Look forward, Father, to joining these brothers and sisters one day in heaven.
我们期待能够有一天真的跟这些弟兄姐妹在天堂能够在一起。
And together we will sing your praises.
在那个地方，在那个时候，我们一起来颂赞你自己。
In your name we pray.
我们这样的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.